What is happening? It is the Nintendo PowerCast episode 403. I'm your host, N64 Josh Crawler. How you doing, baby?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Johnny Bo, what is up?
Well, look at this fancy camera work we got going on here.
And Cheesy, what's up, dude?
What's going on, cheese curds? I think I missed the memo, though. Like, Crawler and Johnny have a green shirt, and I feel like I should be wearing mine right now.
You should be. I thought Crawler was wearing the same shirt, but...
Why not? What am I wearing?
I'm wearing Luigi. You got Zelda. Mm. Yeah.
Cheesy, I know you have a special announcement you want to share with everybody at the beginning of the show instead of the end of the show. Take it away.
I do. If yes. You're listening to the podcast, if you're watching YouTube or you're on Spotify, give us a review. Give us comments and just support us in any way that you can. We love doing this for you. We are also on all of our social sites that we'll name off here soon, but we like interacting with people and we want to do more community games. So just throw anything at us and we'll make it happen.
There you go. I love it. Well, before we jump into this thing, guys, of course, jump into the Discord. We're seeing tons of new faces jump in. N64Josh.com/Discord. I want to let you guys know about a Mario Kart guide that I have coming out. You can pre-order it right now for half off for $14.99 at N64Josh.com/Mario Kart guide. But I'm also including a history of Mario Kart, and I will tell you, I'm having an absolute blast writing this book, looking for all kinds of cool little Easter eggs and nuggets that are Mario Kart related, and it's going to be just included with the guide. I do want to let you know the last two chapters of the guide. I don't have it up in front of me at this moment, but one is how to dominate your significant other at Mario Kart, and two, the last chapter is how to mend your relationships after an intense Mario Kart match. So N64Josh.com/Mario Kart guide. I was shooting for the 13th. I think I'm going to push to the end of February, but it's half off to pre-order it right now. So you can do that. There will be a link in the description so you can check it out there. But Crawler, tell us where we can connect with you.
You guys can find me on Twitter and TikTok mainly. Nightcrawler724. Nightcrawler is without the E. I need to get the final part of that build, the Bowser build, up on TikTok. So I'll get that up.
I love it. I love it. Johnny, where can we connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, mostly on YouTube and TikTok right now. I just posted a new video about the Nintendo Switch Online game vouchers. And
people apparently have a problem with it, right?
I don't understand. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it today, but like, it's weird. It's weird.
Cheesy, where can people connect with you?
You can find me on TikTok, on Twitter, on Twitch, on Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
All right, cool. And we could take this thing in a few different directions. There's been lots of rumblings about Nintendo not being at E3 and that being the reason that there must be a new system coming out. So maybe we could start with that. Then we can hit up on the Nintendo news. We can talk about the vouchers. We can talk about Kirby. And do I need to put a sodium warning on this show? Like,
there might be some sodium.
There's going to be a little...
I mean, it's a Kirby game, so yeah, there's going to be some salt.
Okay, that Kirby is guaranteed
salt. All right, so I actually tweeted today that I think that the new Kirby game looks awesome, but then I did some research, and now I'm not that excited anymore.
We brought ourselves down like 2 minutes before we went live, because we went onto the website and looked at the... at the specifications on what it allows. I know that they had heard everyone complaining about second player was Waddle Dee in what was the most recent one called?
Forgotten
Game.
Yeah, the Forgotten Game, exactly. No, but, that wasn't the most recent one. It was
Dream
Buffet.
That doesn't count.
Dream Buffet?
Dream Buffet, yeah.
That was amazing. All right,
so I talk about how much I hate Kirby. I own every single Kirby game on the Switch. I have Star Allies. I have Dream Buffet. I have Forgotten Land. I already pre-ordered Triple or whatever it's called. Not Triple Deluxe. Return to Dreamland Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
So
Kirby was my one of my first games on Game Boy. Return to Dream or Kirby in Dreamland. I think that was just what it was called.
Kirby's Dreamland?
Something like that, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Kirby's Dreamland, and then on Wii was Kirby's Return to Dreamland, and this one is Return to Dreamland Deluxe.
Man, he just can't get away from Dreamland, can he?
No, he can't.
My favorite thing to Johnny, it says, I knew the tweet was too good to be true.
it was a preemptive.
I was trolling.
It was without research. That was the problem. It was
based on always the marketing research, worked. Kids.
The trailer was good. The trailer was good. It has me excited. Then we did then you dive into the fine print. They didn't put any of the fine print on the trailer.
You know, I'm excited to play it because I played Forgotten Land with Hannah, and I played Forgotten Land by myself, but then that way, I kind of knew where we were going with the game. And so Hannah was Kirby, and then I was Waddle Dee or Bandana Waddle Dee. And
you
so
fell on that sword.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I think playing Return to Dreamland Deluxe with her is going to just be a fun experience that, you know, we get to have together. I don't think it will be anything crazy or anything like that. It'll be probably pretty easy, but you know, if you're looking for a co-op game and something to play with a significant other or, you know, kids or whatever, this might be a good game to pick up.
This sounds like a broken record every time we talk about a Kirby game.
That means you can't do online co-op, right? Did we know that you couldn't do online co-op?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they did a good.
I don't know. I mean,
they talked about the four player.
Were we
expecting talked about the four playerness of it? But
don't say it, Cheesy.
Were we expecting it? We're naively hopeful, I guess, and what's the definition of insanity? Expecting different results with the same outcome
over and over and again.
Yeah,
I mean, I can understand maybe online co-op because that would probably be more intensive to get working. But these mini games are also single system. Mm-hmm. Why?
I.e., Luigi's Mansion. Right.
It looks good. This Mary Magoland. It looks
nice. It has kind of a lobby that it kind of has a lobby that looks like Nintendo Land a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point. I kind of thought that it looks like the Coliseum that we got in Forgotten Land.
Yeah. And it looks like, I mean, you will see it here in a little bit. There's some Bomberman-esque type games. There's Mario Party type games. There's that's
the Samurai game is the only game.
That's straight up One Strike from the eShop. It's like carnival shooting games, and I mean,
it looks great. Kirby Mario Party. It's Kirby Mario Party.
And this is just an added thing in the game, right? Because there's a main game to play that you can play co-op, and then there's this on top of it. So I mean, it's great, but then the letdown is we need to all fly back to be in the same city again to be able to have fun doing this.
Hey, there are online leaderboards for the Samurai Showdown, so at least if you play that. Oh, there's also a battle pass system. Here you go. Here's a battle pass system.
Get your stamps in.
Get your stamps.
I mean, do you guys think that this is all that Kirby is going to offer, or do you think we'll see some more information on it in a possible direct that's rumored next week or whenever we get it?
Yeah, it's rumored, next Tuesday or something like that?
Yeah.
We'll probably get the final trailer, and they'll show, the final boss or something, or a new power up.
They're gonna show the final boss.
it's a remaster of a game. They don't really care how they do that, right?
Yeah, but I think, I mean, there's got to be a reason for, you know, why you're buying this Return to Dreamland Deluxe. Like, what's the deluxe version of it? You know, there's got to be
it's Merry Magaland or whatever.
The deluxe is the mini games.
Maybe that's all. But I think. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, like we've said with every Kirby game, it's going to be a great game to play with kids at home with them so only.
I just realized this ties in. It's not the last game coming out, but it's damn near close to the end. Is this the system killer? They're just unloading Kirby on the system. Kirby kills systems, right?
Yeah.
We got a Zelda coming out, though. But hey. Maybe Zelda
nothing else after that though. They have nothing. It doesn't exist.
But maybe Zelda's a co-launch with whatever's next.
So, do we think, Cody? I saw your TikTok today, and you laid out that we had Fire Emblem last month. We have Kirby this month. We have Bayonetta's origin new thing that they just announced next month. Mm-hmm. April's empty. More like, and then May has Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh.
Is what about Bayonetta?
More like boring Netta.
Like, I still haven't played.
Please turn the Hot Witch into a little.
This is the one that we asked for reviews on. This is the episode that we asked for reviews on.
do we think Pikmin's going to come out in April?
I don't think so. I think their April is Mario. Is the Mario
secret Mario game?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't know. Is there going to be a game? Obviously, there should be. I mean, look at the success of Last of Us and like what that has done. People are playing Last of Us all over again, and there should be a Mario game release. But I think that they're probably going to be focusing more on the movie. Like, that is the Nintendo content we will get for that month.
Mario the movie, the game. That's what I want.
They
need to call it that. It needs to be called that, and I will buy it.
In the movie, they're going to have a coupon code. Use this to save 10% off of any Mario game in the eShop. Like,
no, only new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. It's the only one.
It's the problem is 3D World gave us hope that they would do multiplayer with some of these co-op games, right? Online multiplayer, because that has it, but nothing else does.
But then they're like, they're gonna buy it anyway, so let's put as little amount of effort into this as possible.
There's some levels in 3D World that I do not want to play online. Especially if there is no voice chat. There's the one level where
the cherry levels are hard.
Jumping level.
Yes, the jumping levels. Anytime that anytime somebody jumps, the platform switches and you have no communication. It is just a mess. And so like there's some games where it's like,
That's what makes it great.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Discord integration just came to PlayStation. When are we getting that on Switch?
That's in the Direct next week.
Why are you the way you are? That's all I want to know. Okay.
But let's talk about this. It's not going to be the end all for Nintendo this year with Tears of the Kingdom. Like, there's no possible way. No,
they have Game of the Year already pretty much in the bag.
You know what I saw? So there's that article going around that Nintendo isn't going to be at E3 because they don't have any heavy hitters for the remainder of the year. And I saw, I think it was a TikTok by Kit Ellis, and he's like, Nintendo is the most secretive company in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, why would they tell the ESA or IGN that they don't have anything coming out? Or if they do have something coming out, they wouldn't tell them. So, like,
but if they had a booth booked, it would be kind of known, right? Like, I mean, I don't know.
They had a booth in 2019 and Animal Crossing wasn't there. And I knew the moment I got my lanyard because it had Luigi's Mansion, Pokemon and Link's Awakening on it. Well, and I was so like, no,
what would the booth be? Would it just be a promotion for Breath or for Tears of the Kingdom?
No, it's for whatever they haven't announced yet.
But it's
Secret Mario game.
That was coming out in October that year. So was anything out that year that was being promoted at E3, Josh?
Like at the
Nintendo booth.
Pokemon, Luigi's Mansion, and Link's Awakening.
Was that Sword and Shield year?
Yes.
So that was later in the year. Luigi's Mansion was October that year.
Yeah.
And Link's Awakening had just come out or was coming out later that month?
I believe so. But it's been too long, so don't quote me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what they would promote. Would it be a Pikmin booth? I don't know. Or Mario game that we all want. I mean, that maybe is what they could promote. But
the booth would be whatever they announce at this direct.
Yeah.
Plus, you know,
whatever potential direct they were going to do in June. So when we weren't seeing, we knew Xbox was kind of a known commodity. They go across the street. They own the theater across the street from the convention center. They have their own floor space. They don't have to pay the ESA for anything. Phil Spencer is on the board, just like whatever the Sony president is on the ESA board as well. I'm sure Nintendo has a seat as well. But the ESA, I did some research just to kind of see what it costs, because it's not cheap for games, developers, product companies to go and promote stuff at E3. It's not cheap.
I mean, they're a multi-billion dollar company. I think they can afford it.
Yes, but just to get a scope of what it is, just for the space, they charge about $10,000 per every 200 square feet. That is astronomical. Like, they are, I don't know what the return on investment is for that, for a smaller company. And Nintendo has what, like half of one of the halls when they rent out space. They might get a discount being a board member, but I don't know.
At the end of the day, ESA should be paying them to be there, mm-hmm. right? At this point. And Nintendo, in a way, led the charge on digital presentations for E3, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. showing the world you don't need to be there, you don't need to show up live, and you don't need to have mistakes happen on stage.
But they still were there in a big way with the booth presentation.
They
might not have been there physically for a stage show, but their forward facing trade show presence was, they put money into it and traveled it because they took it to PAX and all that kind of stuff. But they were one of the premier booths to go see for the production value that they had.
But the last 2 years have shown that sales have not been impacted poorly by not being a part of it.
Also, they didn't even have a presentation last year in June.
Yeah. So that's the other leg of this that has me kind of bummed. And Josh and I were talking about this on, I think, Monday night a little bit. I enjoy the Super Bowl week kind of aspect of E3. In the last 2 years, it's been a hodgepodge. And Sony kind of did something, what, in like August or July? I don't know when they even did something. It had no rhyme or reason. Xbox, I think, still kind of stuck to that June-ish timetable. Nintendo didn't do anything. And it's nice that you could, like, plan to take time off work. If you have the Xbox thing on Sunday, you have the Sony thing on Monday night, and you have Nintendo on Tuesday morning. That kind of was the cadence for a long time. And there was stuff sprinkled in there on Sunday. Bethesda was, now Bethesda is rolled into Xbox, but Bethesda used to try to go first, and then Square Enix would throw some stuff in before the Sony presentation on Monday. There was kind of a lineup. You got kind of a rundown sheet from the ESA, from Jeff Keighley, from Twitch, Twitch was a big part of it, kind of giving you the rundown in different stages that they were going to have, all that kind of stuff. The rest of the world tended to pay attention a little bit more to video games that week. Like, outlets that don't normally cover video games would be there. USA Today and other entities that don't normally cover that kind of stuff would be there writing about video games. And it was a way to shine a spotlight on it versus now. I feel like I missed half the information last summer when it was just kind of out on a random Tuesday and I was at work and busy. And
well, not only that, but like Summer Game Fest now is like 3 months long. So you don't know when announcements are going to happen until like there's a day before on Twitter or something. Like that's just how the summer works. And yeah, these companies are doing it when they feel like it. And it doesn't really matter. And like, I hear you. Like, I love the aspect of getting hype for that week and seeing the big three, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo in the same place and like watching their presentations. And even, you know, Ubisoft has some good presentations as well. Square Enix, you know, they're all right. It's just a different time. And it makes sense to just drop these digital directs. And like Microsoft had their developers direct. What was that like last week? Is that when it was?
Yeah. 25th of January or 27th.
It was pretty good for like their first direct. I don't know if they should have called it a direct.
Pretty good to nap in. Yeah.
No. I mean, the segments were a little long.
It was a good nap.
All right. You know what? The segments were a little long, but like it was about the developers. And personally, I don't know too much about game development, and something I wish that I did know, and probably more gamers, Johnny. But
did you see how real those tires looked? And the rain.
Hey, don't crap on Forza.
That's the wrong game to crap on.
That's not like nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about
it's
that.
Car.
Like,
it's car porn. That's what that's there for. It's to show the potential of what the system can do. And that always has been.
Are so
it's
snappy.
Just coming. It's just coming 2 years too late. It didn't launch with the new system. I don't know. Everything is subject to delays anymore. Like I don't know why Respawn put out March 17th as a date for Jedi Fallen King or Fallen Order or whatever. What's the new one called?
Survivor.
And then like 2 months later, putting out a thing that they're pushing it like a month or two. I don't even know when it's coming out now.
It's at the end of April.
Yeah,
April 27th, I believe.
And Forza couldn't even give it. They gave us a year. I get why they don't want to do it, but like, I don't know.
They gotta get the rain to work properly. So
the dirt to accumulate. Correct.
Oh yeah, the dirt has to accumulate on the windshield or whatever.
And Nintendo's got Xbox has to work on their shadow drop stuff. They got to put that at the end, where just the game is out. They got to do that at the end. Right?
That was good. I like that.
I do like that they have that. Yeah.
Yeah,
shadow dropping, that was always fun in E3 when people would just shadow. You never knew if a game would come out that day because they're just games were dropping all the time.
Okay, well, but Sega did it with the Saturn. I mean, you know,
yeah,
they shadow dropped an entire console.
Xbox dropped the updated 360, the one that didn't need all the stuff for the Kinect to plug into it. The slim, the black one, that one shadow dropped that day from E3, I think.
Interesting.
That's harder to do because then you got to coordinate with the brick and mortars to not leak it.
The shadow drop worked for Xbox because of Game Pass.
If
they didn't have Game Pass, like that game would have flopped hard.
Oh yeah, it's only $30 on Epic Game Store. I think it's not a full price game.
Nintendo could shadow drop things.
I think to get back on topic, yeah, like Hi-Fi Rush was a shadow drop on that developer's direct, and I wouldn't consider that a heavy hitter, which is what this article was saying, that IGN is saying that Nintendo doesn't have any heavy hitters after Tears of the Kingdom. What does that even mean? Like, I'm assuming they're talking about Mario, Zelda, Splatoon, and Animal Crossing, though Zelda is being taken care of with Tears of the Kingdom. Mario, like, I hope we get a Mario game, but there's also the Mario movie that's coming out. Splatoon is getting free updates, plus paid DLC is coming out soon, or maybe this year, maybe next year, who knows? Like, that's still pretty big. Animal Crossing, I hope there's an update, because poor Isabel is in the office posting God knows what, because it's been the same thing every year, and it's nothing new. So, like, why is that account still running?
You know, we're gonna get Egg Day coming back, or Bunny Day, whatever.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
We have Mario Kart tracks coming out.
We have Mario Kart tracks. There's Xenoblade DLC. Like, I do think there's probably going to be a lot of DLC that's coming out, but who knows? I mean, like, there's still Nintendo properties that we haven't seen, or maybe there's a new IP that they wouldn't consider a heavy hitter. Like, look at Luigi's Mansion 3. That is a 10 million copies sold. Like, that is not probably considered one of their heavy hitters, but should be. And that was a giant surprise. And who
Nintendo
knows?
Nintendo moves units, and moves units more so than what some game developers would dream about moving units for what is not considered their top tier stuff. I don't remember where I saw it. I think I saw it today or yesterday that there's potential that Advance Wars is getting ready for a out now kind of situation with brick and mortar even. So, I mean, that could be something that's coming up here with the rumored direct. We're talking June, and there's potential that we have something coming this month with a direct.
Yeah.
On the horizon.
So Servant in the chat has mentioned Mario Baseball, and there is a rumor that Mario Baseball is coming. So we'll get another half-baked Mario Sports title, at least.
Hurt me once, shame on you.
I was gonna say.
Hurt me twice, shame on me.
Hurt me four times.
I'm not going to do it a fourth time. I've already done it three.
Hey, Strikers is fun in person.
I'm using a game voucher on it. I don't care. I'm just hoping they have 9 characters so you can feel the team.
They will after DLC.
Don't technically 18 then, so you can play against another team.
No, you have to play the same team. Or it's just a captain and all Toads.
they take a page out of Bugs Bunny, and you're just playing all the positions. Yeah. That was a good Bugs Bunny cartoon back
then.
You
got to put a salt warning on this. Like,
uh-oh.
But, like, I feel like just jaded by the Mario Sports titles. I hope that they have taken, because it probably took them 2-3 years to develop this game, if it's real. I hope they took the criticism from tennis and golf, and they're actually going to give us a good game.
I hope so too. When you pass out from holding your breath, Johnny, I won't come to resuscitate you.
Wow. Wow.
Well, if you want a good baseball game on the Nintendo Switch, MLB The Show 23 is confirmed to be on the Nintendo Switch again. So there you go.
And it's blurry glory.
Yeah, but you could do challenges. So
there you go.
Cross
play online, right?
Can you
play online?
Yeah.
Cross play.
You do everything. You do everything.
Cross save. I don't know. Not cross play. Cross save.
There's cross progression. Yeah, you can play online.
So Sony needs to put more games on the Switch. Is what we're saying.
Exactly.
Sony can do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
MLB technically is publishing it.
I know. Servant says, why doesn't Nintendo just give us the Prime Trilogy, Wind Waker HD, Twilight Princess HD for this year?
I don't know, Servant. Why not?
They would sell a lot of copies of all that stuff, probably.
Because they're holding it for the next thing. They're holding it for the Nintendo Switch 2. Like, imagine
is Prime 4 Switch 2 HD, then?
What?
Prime 4 is Switch 2?
Prime 4 is the
launch
title? Teeter-totter one, where it's on the Switch and the Switch 2. So you have Wind Waker HD, Twilight Princess HD at launch. You have Metroid Prime 4. You have Mario Kart 9. You have the new Mario game. Man, that game, that system's going to sell like hotcakes.
Splatoon 4.
Splatoon 4.
Okay, now I'm listening.
Finally.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet 2.
I mean, the people are
Ultra
talking
Violet.
About if Nintendo doesn't have any other heavy hitters, does that mean that there's going to be a new console that's announced in the summer? And I don't know if there's that rumor Tears of the Kingdom Switch that we saw recently. If that comes out, we're probably not going to see a new system this year.
They'll announce it later on. Well, no, they won't. They won't announce a system before holiday. They won't announce a system before holiday because then it just cannibalizes it.
To be fair,
it's going to be a year before we get a new console announcement, probably.
The people that buy the Tears of the Kingdom Switch will 100% buy whatever the next system is. So there's no eating its own lunch. Like
eating its own lunch? Is that a saying?
Yeah, you eat your own lunch. Like,
oh, they eat their own lunch.
Yeah, they eat their own lunch.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, who's eating lunch?
The question is like, what? Why a system when they're this strong, when sales are doing this well?
It's the perfect time to do it, though.
They're also
they don't want to wait until they're on the downturn.
They're starting on the peak of that roller coaster, about to fall down. Because look at your Pokemons. Look at your what are some of the other games that have? I mean, Fire Emblem looks great, but it's a very
No,
it wasn't. No, he's talking about the graphics. Okay, he's not talking about how niche it is.
But it's also very direct in what it is presenting. It's not a wide scoping. It's a very limited area that you're in. It kind of shows its limitations after the battle when you have that free roam around your battle area. There's invisible walls that you can exit out of the battle arena. But it's very limited in what it does. It looks pretty in the game animations that it has during the turn-based battle system, but otherwise it's not taxing the system incredibly. Kirby's going to look fine, but it's also a baby game. I'll say it. Like, Johnny's thinking it. Go big on Johnny right there. He was thinking it.
that border's kind of rough. Like, why do they need that? The outlines on Kirby.
It looks like a Wii game.
Remember how all the save.exe, not Switch.
Sorry, Josh, I cut you off. I think you do have a point. Like, why they're selling everything right now? Why ramp up the costs and potentially have something flop?
Well, I mean, I'll play the other side of that. The cost of the Switch is so low at this point. Mm-hmm. That the Switch 2, even if it just is 60 frames, you know, still 1080p with a dock that could go 4K, that's still probably dirt cheap tech, you know, to where they're still going to be. It's not like Nintendo's not in the business of pushing the generational boundaries with their systems, right? Like next gen for Nintendo is like they don't care. They don't have to worry about it. They work their magic on their games and they let everybody else try to figure it out. Is that a good play anymore? I don't know. Are companies like Steam and we're seeing other, I think Logitech has a handheld. I think there's a lot of discussion. Even IGN's putting out articles about should Sony bring the Vita back? Is it the PSP? Like, is that a?
No, they got to support the VR and PS5. Like, that's
gonna
spread that's them gonna really
flop.
Thin.
That's gonna flop what so it, bad with $550 headset. It's more expensive than the system. And that's a niche product. If you want to talk about niche, that is a niche product. But
I'm gonna take a quick side note here because I didn't even realize your PlayStation was sitting behind you. We need to just have a photo and then like a list of all the things that you can find in Crawler's room. It'll be like the Where's Waldo of. But I did not even see your PlayStation sitting there until you pointed at it. It's been there for months.
The Xbox.
Do you have
is
a remote
there.
For your the, PlayStation?
The Wii's right there. Yeah. This is the PlayStation 1. This is the 8-bit do one for the Xbox. This is the 8-bit do Nintendo mouse. Just a what's what in Crawler's room, you know? There's a Wii U right here if you can find it right there.
I'm not responsible for any of these remote purchases. Okay. I just want to get that out there. I Spy Crawler Edition. Yes, Lacey gets it. So
I think Nintendo going strictly to focus on one platform helped them out a lot. Like, instead of having to support a home console and handheld at the same time, they're able to get more games out, more products. And I think that helped them out. So I don't think they're going to move away from that.
I don't think so either, but you just got me thinking, like, you know, we're talking about them not having any heavy hitters right now, right? After Tears of the Kingdom. Do I think that's going to be the case? No, but we've continually seen them just kind of ramp downward, right? Like, they've been a lot more niche titles. There's, you know, Mario Kart got DLC instead of a game. And so it would also not surprise me if the reason for that potentially is they are ramping up to give the next system a similar year to the first year of the Switch, where it's like, I almost feel like the first year of the Switch kind of cracked a little bit of a code when it comes to launching a console, right? Because we've seen the Xbox and we've seen the PlayStation both kind of struggle as far as, like, the systems are selling, that's great, but there's been droughts in gaming on both of those systems as far as their AAA titles. Well, when you look at the library of the Switch from the first 2 years, that is insanity. And then you throw some third-party games on there as well, and then games like Mario plus Rabbids and Starlink, you know, those kind of games in the mix also. They've really kind of shown that, like, hey, if we want to do this, we need to do it right. We can't rely on third party. We got to rely strictly on first party. So there may be some validity to the fact that maybe this year is even a little bit slower, but I can't imagine them launching this. Like, I'll be very surprised if the launch is this holiday. If anything, if we're going to see a new Switch, I'm saying it starts getting marketed the beginning of next year after the holidays, and they do one last push. Because, I mean, we're talking about how they've gone down a little bit as far as, but they've yet to do the player's choice games, anything like that, where they start dropping games to $40. Everything is still at a healthy price, at full price. They're doing game vouchers where you get to drop $100 on two digital games. Their profit margins are higher on the digital games because there's no, I mean, just an assumption, but there's nothing physical to it. Right. Yeah. So they don't have to deal with retail. And it's still got
the Switch tech on top of it.
It doesn't. They don't have to deal with retail, and they don't have to. They are probably making more money by selling those games at $50 digitally than they do selling that same physical copy at $60.
Well, they're also hoping people buy their $50 game still with the game voucher, because they have a handful of them listed.
Yeah, there's Miitopias on there,
and 1-2 Switch, and
1-2 Switch is on there.
But like, going back to the console launch, like, Nintendo, they had brilliance, and they kind of highlighted their past failures as well with the success of the Switch. They didn't have, like, Xbox and PlayStation haven't had any, there's been very few. You can probably count them on one hand for both systems. I think Forza is, I think, the first one to come out that's going to be coming out this year on Xbox that is requiring, well, no, I take that back. When there's the Medium or something that was exclusive, I think, to the new series systems, but like, there's a small handful of games that have only been available on the next gen hardware, versus Switch was a brand new ecosystem, brand new type of game, and the lineup rolled out after a very failed system in the Wii U. So they had kind of a lot of stuff to get off their chest, and they had a brilliant kind of way that they unveiled it. They also launched the system in March and were able to ramp up production for holiday, which the other two haven't learned from that lesson. launch the system earlier in the year, get the early adopters in that then talk about it and hype it up. That also gives you a chance to ramp up your production and have it ready to go for the holiday versus what we've had for a year and a half almost with the other systems, and they aren't available because they can't. There's been other extenuating circumstances on top of that, but they just haven't been able to meet demand. The hype is there, but like they could probably have a lot more units going if they had done a rollout and then ramped up for production.
Wasn't there an article that came out like last week or a week before about how they're planning to ramp up production of the Switch? So if they're if they think they're going to have a week lineup for this year, why would they ramp up their production?
So many people can say so many things and eventually something will stick, you know, but like with our logic that we're saying right now that the Switch had a great release, it had a great lineup of games 2017. Like I agree with that, but disagree. Cause like when we really think about it, it was Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey. Like those games were great. They were a great games.
You forgot about Splatoon 2.
No, I'm getting there. They were great games for the release of the Switch for that year. But like when we look at it, we had 1-2 Switch. There was Splatoon 2, which not a lot of people played Splatoon on Wii U. So they weren't expecting that to be that big. We got ARMS, a new IP. There was Mario plus Rabbids, a game that people didn't play or weren't expecting it to be that good. And then we got Xenoblade 2. So like there's,
you're saying Mario Kart 8 Deluxe isn't a heavy hitter?
I'm saying that Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is,
I think you exclusive. Forgot about that it one. I exclusive. Feel like you forgot about that one.
I did forget about that one, but that was also Wii U, right?
Yeah, but like three people bought a Wii U.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if they are going to have a new system and are going to have a, you know, they cracked the code in 2017, well, what are they going to do with this new console? Because we already have Tears of the Kingdom, so like we're probably not getting,
they just have to release Mario Kart 9. That's it. Mario Kart 9. That's all they have to do. That is all they have to do.
And then after that,
a new Mario game.
And
just
then,
back, and then a new Mario? Pokemon game. A new Pokemon game. Like, it's then? Easy. It's so easy. Yeah, Luigi's Mansion 4 in there.
Yeah, so why do we need a new console then?
So my Pokemon game, because
it's struggling to play Pokemon.
Yeah. So I can make content, cheesy cheese.
So Servant's got a handful of comments in here to kind of go over.
He does. Yeah.
Do we want a Switch 2 or just an upgraded Switch? Nintendo should focus on 1080p and 60 frames a second. Nintendo should focus. That's his opinion right there. Honestly, do you guys want the hybrid system still?
Yes.
Like I would not be opposed to, in the interim, leave the core system as it is. It functions okay as a handheld by itself. Some games struggle, but I want something dock wise that can handle some of these more taxing games. It's kind of a delicate line to walk, but like in the interim, until we get a new system, like that would be the nice thing.
I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they're going to, I think it's like 50-50 handheld and docked right now, isn't it?
It is. Like the and then usage. they have some of those units out there that I don't know how well they're moving anymore, but like the Switch Lights that can't do anything else but that.
What if the Switch becomes the handheld again? Mm-hmm. Like where the second system just has a card slot for Switch games.
I would not be opposed to that, actually. That's interesting.
Yeah. I was gonna
just
say,
like
I
the Wii. Them,
yeah, I could see them pulling an Apple where like they take the dock away because the dock is more powerful and you have to pay extra for that, and the handheld system costs a little more, so it doesn't come with the dock.
Yeah. I just like the fact that I can pack up my Switch and take it wherever. Like, but when I'm at home, I'm not playing a whole lot of handheld. I am mostly connected to the dock. Having the ability to take it with me is the unique aspect of it. I enjoy that. But for the most part, I use it as just a home console. So, I mean, if we can find something to make it more powerful, or even I like Josh's, I like get a, what would that be called? Cause they can't call something. they can't go down the road of the Wii and Wii
U. The non-Switch.
The non-Switch.
The stay-at-home Switch.
The other question that I'll throw out here, because as I was going through, I was trying to find B-roll tonight. Games like Super Mario Maker 2 showed up, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't try to play that online.
No, but we've all questioned why some of these games had such short lifespans as far as the support from the big N, right? And so what if the sequels to a lot of these games are in, what if the sequel to Animal Crossing is in development? Maybe that's why Isabel keeps tweeting.
Definitely in development.
What if, but for the next system, not for the current, right? What if, because that's what Nintendo needs to push another system is another Animal Crossing. If they could, if Animal Crossing could potentially be a launch time, if they use old assets and then just, you know, make their changes to where the game is updated and new enough. If Animal Crossing is a launch title on the new console, that's huge. And then you got Mario Maker coming right behind it. And Smash, I foresee a Smash Bros. Deluxe version is what's going to be on the next system if they can keep the licensing. I don't know how that's going to all
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Deluxe.
If it's recent enough, they just renew them if they can and try to get it out as close to they can as the launch as they can.
And then just do rollback online so that it actually works and, you know, call it good. That's, yeah. I mean, I don't know, because some of those games were surprising. Mario Maker 2 was like just left and you're just like, wait, you know, and then we got
extra styles. Why is it plural? Yeah,
there was a slot for it and we never got it. But
yeah,
like Xbox was ahead of their time when it came to embracing the all digital. Do we get closer to that? That kind of also speaks to the need for E3 kind of dwindling as well. E3 was a trade show to promote to the box stores, big box stores, what was coming out, and they were placing orders for the holiday season coming up. All three major console developers have moved very heavily into either a subscription model or a digital delivery preferred kind of system. On my other two consoles, I don't actually prefer discs anymore, because it's all it is just a $70 key to unlock the game. You have to download the whole thing anyway. Nintendo is at least a little bit different, where the game can predominantly fit on the cartridge and you don't have to keep upgrading memory space on your Switch as much. But as storage solutions get better and better, Johnny has a terabyte, I think, in his Switch. Yeah, I think I'm sitting at like 512, I think, in mine. It's getting more affordable for expanded memory. Do we see a move to be digital delivery, and then maybe that could bridge a gap for a console to be able to deliver it to both systems if you buy it? It's very anti-Nintendo what they like to do. If you buy it somewhere, you get it everywhere. But could that be the future that we're walking towards? I mean,
they actually bought Stadia and they're gonna, you know, use that.
Well, as you're talking about that, Game Pass as of now, this is
I saw this.
This is a while ago. I'm not sure. Okay, So Sony claims that Xbox has 29 million Game Pass subscribers. Okay. Nintendo Switch Online members, as of September 2022, 36 million. Nintendo is essentially selling us nothing.
They have the largest subscription base.
For now, the prices, there's difference in prices or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But like, what if what does Nintendo charge for a Game Pass subscription, you know, to make it as profitable for them? Like, the everything, the business side of Game Pass for Xbox is extensive, right? They are going out and paying studios, they are paying development teams,
Nintendo Game Pass scares me very much, because
we already have it, my friend.
I know I do, but like a proper Nintendo Game Pass, where like if Sony's even reluctant to put their first party stuff day and date on their system of whatever their three stupid names that they have for their tiers. I can't even remember what I have. I have the lowest one, but it sounds like I have the top one because it's how it's labeled. But with like Netflix and other movie streaming services, it's such a crapshoot if stuff is going to be available. I was trying to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. I have Showtime or Paramount Plus or whatever, which I think that's what it's on. But there's a added tier that A24 movies are added with it or something like that, that I don't have the right tier to have the movie. So like, and stuff leaves and goes back and forth. Like,
that sounds like Nintendo Switch Online.
That's why I like having the physical stuff. It's there, you know, you have it. Xbox like is not taking their stuff that is leaving the system, like the service, but the core Xbox games aren't, Xbox Game Studios games aren't leaving the system, at least as of yet. Who knows when they'll maybe start doing that.
They haven't removed anything from Nintendo Switch Online yet, right? They've all...
No, but like Josh said, GoldenEye is probably the first one to go away.
We only get like one every 3 months now, but at least they haven't moved anything yet.
But we're literally paying for games that we don't play, right? Like,
I mean, that's what Game Pass is too.
He's not wrong.
And PlayStation Plus.
I mean, we're paying we're paying for online gaming mainly just for Mario Kart, because any new game coming out like Kirby, you can't play it online. So I don't know. You don't need it to play Fortnite online. You can't play
Splatoon 3 online either.
I did not anticipate feeling dirty after this episode, but now I'm like, why do I give this company money for all these things?
Because it's the IP. Like, I think it was Maverick Zone who said it earlier. Like, it's the IP that we're paying for. It doesn't matter if these games are like running phenomenally, if it's the IP that you love, if it's a game that is fun, like that's what matters. So like, when it comes to even a Switch 2, I don't think people really know what it is that they want or what they want this new console to look like or how they want it to play. Like,
I made a video about it, so I know exactly what I want.
Go check out Johnny's video.
Yeah, his shorts are monetized now. Go feed the...
Literally, I just want a more powerful Switch that allows Pokemon to run at more than 10 frames per second.
Without popping?
Yeah, that's all I want. I don't want anything fancy.
But why is that the Switch's fault? It's not only that game, though.
Like,
Sonic Frontiers doesn't run well on PlayStation, even.
Like, I would love to play Elden Ring on Nintendo Switch, but that won't happen because it's just not able to. It's not powerful enough. The cloud gaming's super annoying, so I'd rather have those games on the system natively. That's why we need a more powerful system.
Is third party really going to matter when it comes to the next console?
It should. Yes,
it always
it matters. Should. It should. You're right. But is it going to?
Nintendo operates out of the realm of normal success.
But imagine if you have the IP that Nintendo has. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you have every single third party game coming to it. You have Call of Duties, you have Madden, you have FIFA. I mean, we have FIFA, but it's trash.
it's a roster update.
It's strikers.
The Battle Royales run more than 30 FPS that are actually competitive. You have that system would just run everything else over. Even more so than the Switch is already doing.
I mean, like, I want Nintendo to be successful, but I also think that when it comes to Nintendo, third party is not what comes to mind. And if you're wanting like third parties to run well on a Nintendo console, well, then that sucks for Sony and Microsoft. Like, I get that there's competition and competition is needed, but it also is like anytime you go onto a social media site, people are thinking differently by the way that they access different sites. When they're on Instagram, it's different. When they're on TikTok, they are thinking different. When they're on Twitter, they're thinking different. Like, it's a good thing that we have these separate consoles and for what they're able to do. Like, Microsoft is good for online play. Sony is good for story-driven games. And Nintendo is fun for just wacky, fun characters. You know,
as long as you're on the same couch.
You know what you didn't mention there? Third party games for any of them. So they're not Elden Ring's third party exclusive.
Well, I mean Microsoft, let's be honest, like Microsoft doesn't have a lot of first party games. It's a lot of third party, but it works well with their console.
Well, they don't have a lot of anything. They have a lot of studio acquisitions that are working on things, but they don't have anything.
Yeah.
And Phil Spencer even admitted as much from interviews that have happened recently.
Yeah, but, and he likes that Nintendo's IPs are doing well.
Yeah, I think you talked about third party not really mattering on a Nintendo system. I think especially free-to-play third party matters, and it should run well. I think Rocket League doesn't perform as well as it could. Fortnite definitely doesn't perform as well as it could. Those are the two. Fall Guys doesn't perform very well. So Apex? I don't know if it's Apex, a networking thing within the Switch. I don't know if it's a performance, just like graphical computing power, that it struggles to relay all the information that's happening back to the, because I feel like more recently when I've been playing in the same room, William on a Switch and me on PC, the Fortnite bus has launched and you can jump out of the bus and he is still not in the game. Like, it's becoming more and more of an issue and he's noticing it. He's like, I want to start playing on Xbox, so I got to get a new one of my Xboxes that is around and plug it into the TV somewhere.
The so Xbox One is not any better than the Switch. It's slower.
Huh.
Well, I didn't know that. I agree with one.
Yeah.
I agree with you that like Rocket League should run better, Fortnite should run better, but like, and this is a totally different conversation in itself. Like, we just learned about Knockout City and that it's what, season 9 is its last season.
I'm amazed they had that many seasons.
But I mean,
well, like, they were covered by EA for a bit, so they survived that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, live service games, they're doing really well, but it's also the possibility of one day, like, that's just done.
But why not have the...
I don't know if live service games are necessarily doing well. I think a small few live service games raise the profile on how well that model is doing. I think the market is oversaturated when it comes to that. I think... Mm-hmm. Your traditional $60, $70 games are adopting too much of that model, and it's you have to pick what you want to do, and it's become a job like that. That's why I think both Josh and I both got burned out on Destiny. It became too much of a chore to do everything like that was the only game I played. And so, you got to diversify, and you got to pick your poison, I guess.
There's a game that we never talk about that as of 2021 has over 150 million monthly active users, and that game is Roblox.
Yeah.
And is that available really on Switch? Well on Switch.
That's not on the Switch.
It should be. It's not on the Switch. No, and wow. It should be. So that's the thing. But I mean, that's not in our realm, right? Like we don't dabble in that. We don't. It's like,
I hear about kids ripping off their parents' credit card, just like Fortnite buying.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So
I saw that it's going to have a Super Bowl show, Roblox.
It's a metaverse. It is a metaverse. So, I lost my train of thought, and I'm so upset by it because it had to do with what Cheesy was talking about. No. It's not.
Cheesy was talking about third party games and stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of it. Like the narrative for Nintendo games has always been, oh, they need third parties. But I mean, we can look at the sales numbers. Do they?
No.
Right? Do they? Now, do
I need better support for the games that they have?
That doesn't mean I don't want them there. But my thought is that if they don't ramp up the next system to be able to support more of these third parties, you're going to have people that are going to be playing Elden Ring on their Steam Deck and potentially going to. And I mean, I had people in my comments that are like, yo, I just pirated Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on my Steam Deck, and that's where I play it. You know, so like that's.
Can they play it online that way?
I have no idea. And I don't advocate for that, but I mean, that Nintendo's going to have its hardcore, but I do believe they are going to have to continue adapting. I don't think there's just going to be the, hey, we caught, you know, lightning in the bottle or whatever with the Switch in 2017. I think there is some elements of it. Like I said earlier, there are elements to it that I think they can say, hey, this worked for us. We need to make sure that we are showing up and not relying on third party, but they still would have to put out a machine that third party can rely on, because games like Doom, Rocket League, Fortnite, all that stuff, like it's there and they're still making money if that's the only system in the house for whoever's playing. But I mean, I know firsthand there's Xbox Series S are being purchased just to play Fortnite at a higher resolution.
The thing is, I don't know if that happens for Xbox or for Switch, because essentially an affordable PC is in a white plastic case and a black plastic case. And we have an upgraded tablet, barely a 2015 tablet in a black plastic case. I mean, that's what we have with Switch. And unless they take that approach like you had talked about, Josh, and maybe do a home console system, but they won't sell it at a loss either. So what kind of hardware power are we talking? And they don't want to go above the $300, $350, maybe $400 price point. You look at the success that the Series S has had at $300, maybe they could find something like that. But what kind of loss is Microsoft taking on the Xbox Series S? And it's and a machine. Nintendo has historically not done it.
It's a machine to sell Game Pass. That's what Series S really is. You know, especially the amount of games that run on cloud, so you don't even need more storage, right? But the games that run on cloud are only running 1080p, and you're getting all kinds of artifacts and, you know,
and
it's
some input
not,
delay and other it, stuff. I'd be times, interested yeah. to see what the Logitech thing. It's like $300. It can play NVIDIA, whatever the NVIDIA cloud thing is, or Game Pass. It's like built into it, and it runs it. I don't know what kind of latency there is with it or anything like that, but it's a $300 handheld to play Game Pass pretty much natively on it. But I don't know. Nintendo, I feel like Nintendo does need a little bit more power, but it scares me for what the price point could be, because as a philosophy with the within the company, they don't sell stuff at a loss. And well, historically, that's how you move consoles to, and Nintendo has proven that you don't need to do that, I guess, to move units.
And I think they might have one more generation of this. They may be able to squeeze out one more generation on the same business model as the Switch. But I think it starts to, I think they have to start realizing games like Animal Crossing could be games as a service, and we would all pay for a monthly subscription for that game. Because if there's always stuff to do,
they tried it with mobile. So I wonder, I think they are using their mobile games to test certain systems that they might want to try in their upcoming games.
Mario Kart feels gross, though.
Mario Kart has a shop.
It's tough, though, because mobile has everybody has an idea of what mobile games are, right? And I don't view Fortnite like I view a mobile game, even though there's a battle pass and then you look at games like Pokemon Unite that, you know, they are getting some of these games as a service in there.
And that's also $1,000 tablet that you bought on a subsidy. That it's a much more powerful system that was subsidized with a subscription for a phone carrier. And not a whole lot of people go out and buy just a raw iPhone from Apple without the discount that they get.
To play Unite or the other mobile games?
Just in general, like if you're talking mobile, like
yeah.
I don't know. People subsidized. Were paying thousands of dollars to get a Galaxy phone, to get a special Galaxy Fortnite skin back in the heyday.
Yeah, that's true. And people are paying how much money for a phone that has Flappy Bird on it or whatever.
I like what Nate has to say here. For him, he's like, some games are perfect for games as a service. I don't think all of them are. He's not wrong. But I know a game like Animal Crossing, just watching the community starve for content that are like, yo, I bought this system for Animal Crossing. And, you know, they can explore
are they still
the things
updating,
like,
the mobile
Pocket
game?
Camp?
Pocket Camp?
That's a tough. I don't. I haven't.
But I do think that like
ever. So I get. Actually, I take that back. I get notifications every day at 6 o'clock for Pocket Camp. So they are still supporting that game. Like, and it's probably still making the money.
They shut down Dr. Mario. They shut down. Didn't they shut down a few other ones?
Miitomo.
The Tales
so sad.
It was an RPG game that was actually very well
done. Oh, did that one shut down?
Yeah, that one shut down also. So
where's the port of that one to the Switch then? Like,
good question. You know, Nate did say they are killing me with the Fire Emblem games like that nowadays. Like, so, and I get it. Like, they're just not, they're more niche titles.
But think about if it wasn't like a new game that was on mobile, but it's part of the added experience of the console or the like handheld game that you have on Switch or Switch 2, whatever it is. Like, they have their Nintendo Switch Online app that is barely being used. You use it to check, you know, when Splatoon maps are changing. You can edit
people use
clips
that?
for Smash Bros. I use it, yeah. You can
voice
use it
chats
as a
there.
Widget. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like, you just add another experience to the game that you're already playing. So you're out on the go. Maybe there's some, like, I guess, fetch quests that you can do, and then you bring that currency into your game.
You have to go to the Super Mario World amusement park.
Scan your band.
By
the
Amiibo.
Only way you can do it. That's the only way you can do it.
But have you guys noticed, have you ever opened or had an online game like Splatoon or Mario Kart open and gone down to the Nintendo online like hub thing to like claim your platinum points or whatever? it struggles. And sometimes it's like, it might, the service might be slow due to the system or due to the game you have open. And it encourages you to go close your online talk communication game.
Yeah.
It can't even multitask within its own infrastructure. Like
that Nintendo Switch Online app is so slow. Like there are a lot of things
eShop is slow.
That a more powerful Switch could solve.
All right. We are at an hour and 10 minutes. I mean, I feel like there was less salt than I anticipated, right? Like
Kirby still sucks.
Wow.
Well, there it is.
Okay. Don't leave the reviews, please. Like, don't leave the reviews.
Servants wondering why there isn't Street Pass.
Yes.
It's because it doesn't, it can't communicate. It would
bog the system down. It can't handle it. The games can't even have online. So it definitely can't. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for being here with us live. 7:30, youtube.com/@NintendoPowerCast. That is our new channel. We are 25 away from 100 subscribers, so thank you guys. And if you're listening to this after the fact, we love you. Thank you. Do leave us reviews. Just kind of be nice to us if you couldn't handle the salt this time. We're sorry about your heart, and we will see.
Get over it.
Wow.
Yeah. Be sure to tweet at me what you see.
Yeah, what's in Crawler's window right
we'll,
now?
We'll screenshot this. Put this up on our Twitter too. So
there you go. All right. Bye, everybody.